Joe Palco reporting. Winnie Madikizela Mandela, prominent anti-apartheid activist and the ex-wife of Nelson Mandela, died in a hospital today after a long illness. She was 81. Madikizela Mandela was married to Nelson Mandela from 1958 to 1996. Although Nelson Mandela was in prison throughout most of their marriage, his wife's own activism against the apartheid regime led to her being imprisoned for months and years under house arrest. South African Minister of Energy Geoffrey Radebe spoke about Mrs. Mandela's passing.
She was really a colossus who strode the Southern African political landscape. As the ANC, we dip our revolutionary banner in salute of this great icon of our liberation struggle.
Her political activism was marred by a kidnapping and assault conviction in 1991, for which she was fined. Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamic terrorists attacked two villages on the outskirts of the northeastern city of Maiduguri late Sunday as a woman wails over the passing of a loved one. The attacks killed at least 15 people. The Boko Haram militants tried to enter the center of Maiduguri, the provincial capital of Borno State, but army soldiers repelled them, gunning down six armed insurgents and seven suicide bombers. Ethiopia's parliament has confirmed Abiy Ahmed as the country's new prime minister. The ruling coalition voted him as its chairman last week, a move that set the stage for Ahmed to become the country's third prime minister in 23 years. He replaces Haile Mariam Desalegn, who stepped down in February amid ongoing civil and political unrest. This is VOA News. The last rebel holdout in Syria's eastern